702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
What's happening on the rest of the planet? Adam Gilchrist, a happy Friday to you. Let's start in the Middle East. This peace accord between Israel and the UAE, not everyone for it.
No, that is true. And it has caught a few people on the hop, as it were. But I think it would be churlish to pick it apart too much when it's one day old, in fact, less than a day old. But the fact it's a first accord between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, one of the very rare accords that Israel has made with any countries. It's briefly had peace deals with Egypt and Jordan before, but with mixed success. The fact is that in the process, Israel decided to suspend controversial plans for annexing parts of the occupied West Bank, which would be, you'd think, good news for Palestinian leaders, except, again, they have talked about treason, which is a harsh word. Do you know what? Donald Trump has helped broker this. He didn't orchestrate the whole thing, but he was in there on it. So there is a feather in his cap. And at this stage, why would any peace deal be bad news, albeit driven partly by the fear of Iran and the status of Iran? But, you know, for two countries to come together and try anything that looks like peace and harmony, I think we should salute it, even if we are skeptical.
And of course, peace is sometimes forged under the most terrible of circumstances, talking of which, yeah, it's VJ Day, 75 years on. I understand Prince Philip is about to make a rare appearance.
Yeah, he withdrew from public life, 3 years ago, and he really has hardly been seen at all since then, just the odd little glimpse. So we know he's alive. But age 99, the Duke of Edinburgh will indeed be there as part of the celebrations, albeit, I mean, again, COVID makes a difference, doesn't it? So it won't be quite the full-on thing. A lot of it will be televised or video linked and so forth. But there'll be a lot of royals out doing their thing. And it's particularly poignant because there'll be these then and now photos. So there'll be Prince Philip in person, and then they'll show him in his full Royal Navy regalia as he served in the Second World War. But also, he was in Tokyo Bay on a British destroyer at the time of the Japanese surrender. So he's absolutely a link with VJ Day when all of this happens tomorrow, 75th anniversary. And Captain Tom, bless him, of course, you know, who's become such an inspirational fundraising hero. Captain Sir Tom Moore has called on everyone to stop, think, and be thankful about the sacrifices made. Whether we call it VJ Day or VP Day in some cases, it was the end of the Second World War and that terrible chapter.
Yes, indeed. The emperor there talking about the powerful new bomb that led him to say that his people must surrender. Now, Adam, should I warn anybody still having their breakfast about our next story, Donald Trump's showers?
It's okay, because we're above the neck. Yeah, I suppose this is one of the more unusual gripes, really, a bone of contention about water flow in America. So the US government has proposed changing the definition of a shower and a shower head. It's because President Trump has specifically complained that the limits on water flow are restricting his ability to perfect his hair.
Oh, no.
Well, honestly, I have not made this up. Number one is the old idea that he thinks he has perfected his hair already. But anyway, shower heads, I didn't know this. Shower heads in the United States are not allowed to produce more than 2.5 gallons of water per minute. They are strictly restricted and controlled. The rest of the world sometimes carps about America being wasteful and climate change, but that's one of the things they did ages ago. Consumer and conservation groups are saying they cannot increase that. It would be wasteful and unnecessary. And even if the president's coiffured bonce is at stake, then they should not increase water flow. Nonetheless, you know, with a presidential decree, you just wonder how much pressure water companies are under. Forgive the pun.
How he suffers, our Donald. How he suffers. All in the name of the people. Adam Gilchrist, you have yourself a fantastic weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday.